Lasting Media.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hi, this is Glozell.
Hey, this is Dr. Joe.
And you're listening to Glowing Up. Hi, it's Glozell. Is you okay? Because I'm not. I'm suddenly single, financially struggling, and learning how to live my life as a single mom. It's time for me to glow up. Join me on this journey as I learn life lessons from my incredibly successful friends who teach me how to glow up. From Lasting Media is Glowing Up with me, Glozell Green. Hello, this is Glozell. Is you okay? Because I'm not. Welcome to Glowing Up. Today, my guest is the amazing, sexy, always dressed to the nines, Dr. Joe.
Hey, hey, hey.
Dr. Joe, tell us a little bit about your background so we know who we're talking to.
You got it. I am a clinical psychologist born and raised in New York City. I had a long career at NYU Medical Center, and I got tired of the cold.
I moved
to L.A., and here I am, and here we are.
Here we are. Okay, so let me just tell you my life in short. I'm separating, divorced, and then all comes this great guy named Augustus, and then my ex, soon-to-be ex, ex-ish ex, has just done some things as far as like call the cops on me, but that was the week after my car was stolen. I still don't have my car back. I miss you, Mercedes Benz. Anyway, so far my attitude has been fine, but I do feel like when is it going to end? Like enough is enough. I've taken a lot. Also, my mother, who is completely on his side, because she feels like I shouldn't have left, especially when he finally got a job. And okay, I'm just trying to not to just exist here, you know, like, okay, how far is it to the Hollywood sign? Don't go there. You know, like what? I'm just saying at this moment, I'll take any advice. Go.
So, you know, part of this is my fault.
I wasn't going to mention it. It's all your fault.
What
Dr.
we
Joe.
Did, right? From week one, since we met, I said, Glozell, we got to make some space in your life, right?
Right.
So the doctor's show brought us together.
Yes, the doctor's show brought us together. There was no Augustus then.
No.
Like, not at all.
There was all this clutter.
Right.
And I was like, we're gonna make some space in your life, emotionally, physically, right?
Yes.
And we did.
Yes.
So I'm very sorry.
So we made all this space in my life, and that is true. You were saying that, but sometimes it was just words. I'm like, okay. But literally, that's what happened. We made space.
Yes.
And here comes this great guy. Here comes more opportunities. Like,
yes.
I'm auditioning left and right. It's just still like, I'm still dealing with some craziness. That's all.
Well, a lot has come your way, right? While our time together and the weeks that we've spent together, a lot has come your way.
I tell Dr. Joe, I just come to you to entertain you, to let you know what's going on as the Glozell turns, you know.
Yes. So we do a lot of laughing, but we hit the hard stuff,
definitely.
Right? Very, very much so.
Definitely.
And I remember the first time you came here, you had your security blanket and you were scared of me, right? But we are really dealing through the hard stuff. And one of the things I want you to realize, right? And I know that there's that saying, right? Guard doesn't give you any more that you can handle, but you really are handling it, right? A lot is coming your way, but you're handling it all.
Thank you. And you've given me really good tools. I mean, I can't believe the timing on you entering my life and all this happening, because it was just decluttering. That was just one thing. Then I told you about a few dates that were happening before. Augustus doesn't know about that part. And then he enters. And, oh, my goodness. So there's a lot of people who go through a lot of things. And some people are looking at my life like, oh, it looks so great because I'm posting pictures of where I am. And these things are actually happening, but That doesn't mean that everything is all hunky-dory from one second picture that you look at.
Exactly. Yes, social media creates a certain persona where everybody looks like their life is fabulous. They're on these wonderful vacations, mm-hmm. and that's wonderful.
Yes.
But then there's the real life, the day-to-day, right? Like being a parent, being in a relationship, going through a divorce, mm-hmm. which is very, very difficult. But you're doing the hard work, right? Week after week. I mean, you've been bringing in a story every single week that I've known you.
I mean, like crazy stories.
Like clockwork. Like, every week.
I mean, tune in.
Yeah.
Tune in. Like, you aren't going to be like, guess the police came today. Really? Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Yes, they did.
Yes. Yeah. I'm like, oh, thank goodness. You know, just happened to be Augustus, who's a special agent. Who dates a special agent? Happens to be there when the police show up. Like, This is not even real life, but it is.
Right. That's the positive space that we created, right?
Yes.
And you got this wonderful guy who's very nurturing and very loving and very supportive. But then we also made room for the negative space as well, right? And I think, you know, we need some kind of mantras or strategies or things to go through that, right, to help us. But you've just been hit hard week after week after week, right? But you are not stopping, right?
No.
You keep going. You're still auditioning. You're doing your stand-up, which I love.
Yes.
So you don't let any of it really take you down, right? And as Michelle Obama said, right, when they go low, we glow it up,
right? That's right. We go high. Yes. But I'm like, okay. Part of me sometimes like, if we just go low, maybe they just stop. But when you're a happy person, and for the most part, that is my energy. Other people are just miserable just seeing you happy, and that drives them crazy. So literally all I have to do is continue to be happy, and they're tripping up over and over. You know, the police came, but guess what? Their kids were fans. You know, I kind of feel like biblical things like, oh, you're going to throw me in the lion's den? Well, guess what? The lions weren't hungry today. You know, you're going to throw me in the fire? Well, guess what? It was no heat. You know, like this is like, oh, we starving. We only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. Guess what? Everybody eat. So I'm really, really starting to believe these stories, like for real, for real. You know, the police come and then they're like, oh my gosh, Glozell. You know, Gus comes in and is like, oh, you're a special agent. Wow, that's really cool. Like you came to destroy, but everyone ends up like, ah, cool.
Yes, you're not letting them take you down, no matter what it is, right?
No,
so you are taking each situation and you're like, nope, I'm not going to let it take me down, right? It may take me 2 steps back momentarily, but you're like, nope, this is not me. I continue to glow it up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to let them take me down. They're in a bad place. I am not. I'm looking to do better and be better, right? We work together. You come here with all the real stories, right? You make it happen and you make it real. So you're not letting it take you down, which is really, really important. And you have a great network, right? Your
Thank
sister,
you.
Your boyfriend, your beautiful daughter,
yes.
right? Which gives you a lot of support on the day-to-day as well.
I just want people to know, like, I was one of those people like, oh, you go to therapy, let me stay away because you're obviously a nutcase. You know, people that go to therapists are crazy. But let me tell you, I think everybody needs a therapist. You need that one person who is there to, you know, listen and give you advice, or at least just listen. I don't know. What exactly does the therapist do?
So that's a really great question. You know, I think, and I agree with you, everybody should be in therapy. But historically, there's been a lot of stigma, right, with going to a therapist.
Right.
Except in Manhattan, right? In New York City, everyone's talking about their therapist. It's uber cool. But what it really is, you know, a lot of people come in when they're in crisis.
Right.
I love when people come in, not so much when they're in crisis, but for the process of developing a very healthy relationship with another individual. And you can take that healthy relationship and everything that you learn from it and then take it out into the world, into all your other relationships. And then you start seeing, oh, I'm not in a healthy relationship with this person, and I'm not in a healthy relationship with that person. So it kind of gives you a better picker of who to pick and when relationships are healthy or not healthy, and when you try and make them healthy and the other person's not going for it, you realize, I don't think this is for me because I'm in a healthier place, right? And that's part of what I really love about therapy, right? We can help you through any kind of crisis that you're dealing with, but it really is the week-to-week process of how we grow and learn together, right? I don't tell you what to do.
No, I wish you would.
I know.
I'm like, no, I have come to the conclusion myself.
Yes, you are. Week after week, you're coming to the healthier conclusions.
You're making the healthier decisions. And you're being nice because I text Dr. Joe all day, and I'm like, I can't. So I do appreciate you being available.
And yes, and I'm like, yes, you can, and yes, you are. You're doing it. Yes.
Oh, week to week to week to week. How do you let stuff stay in the office and not take it home? Because you have a family, you have a relationship. You like, how do you just like
it's
turn
a great
it
question.
Off?
I don't know if I turn it off, but I try and use my own tools and strategies for what's good for me. Right. So I talk about me time, whether it's a walk on the beach, I take meditation classes. Mm-hmm. I go to the gym like 5 to 7
times a week. And you vacation all the time. I'm like, I need you.
I do vacation all the time.
And you all in Barbados or someplace, you know.
That I do. Yes. And ultimately, I realize, right, the work I'm doing is very beneficial. And we oftentimes get to a better place. And that in and of itself is very, very rewarding. And I also consult with some of my colleagues that I'm professionals with about... Okay. You know, the work that I'm doing, and if they offer any other suggestions or tools or strips or strategies for me that can help me as well in order to process it. So there's a lot that I do, but I do take it with me, you know, and when I drive in my car, I'm thinking about the people that I work with and just trying to be the best professional in helping people that I could be.
So you're saying also before this that we don't have to be in crisis to come see a therapist.
Right.
Most because people. I was just like, oh, I'm here because the show sent me here. And
yes.
I guess I'll just talk and blah, blah, blah. And then like everything was happening. And I'm like, thank God the Dr. Joe was already in place.
Yes.
I'm like,
yes.
Thank God Dr. Joe was
fascinating.
In place.
Fascinating.
Because you would think, oh, I'll just talk to, oh, my husband. Nope, can't talk to him. Like, oh, I'll just talk to my mom. No, I can't. Like, it was Dr. Joe. Dr. Joe is the one that is there. Thank you. You're honorary Negro right now. Just want you to know you're down. You are honorary. Love you. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, you don't have to be in crisis. You know,
that's
have
right.
The support in place.
Yes.
Because things happen.
Yes. And what I say is, you know, most of us are just anxious. It's just a matter of what degree, right? Like, am I going to get this job?
Right.
How did the audition go?
Right.
Stuff going on at home, right? That breeds a certain level of anxiety in all of us. And how do we know how to manage it so that it doesn't start overtaking our lives? So in general, I think, you know, developing a healthy relationship with someone is really, really key throughout that process.
Now, I happen to be coming here and like, I'm like, oh, separating, divorce here. And here comes Augustus. And I'm like, well, do you want to go to therapy? He's like, I'll go. How important is it that, you know, that you start off together in a session? Or does that not matter as long as one go? Or do you suggest couples therapy from the beginning? I don't know. I don't want to mess this up.
Well, I think we could all use it also because none of us are really taught how to effectively communicate in our relationships.
Since so three marriages gone down the tube, Glozell, three. Fourth time's the charm for Glozell, for those who didn't know.
So I think it's very helpful. And I really think it's up to the couples if they start experiencing communication issues or other types of issues that they have, if they think it's beneficial. I think it's great because people are only going to gain tools or how to communicate better or how to even listen better. I talk about active listening, really just sitting back and listening to the other person without trying to butt in.
Now, I will say this, that Augustus says things in here that I didn't know. Like, it's like he couldn't wait to get here to tell you something.
That
I'm like,
is
oh.
true.
I'm like, oh, okay. So I would suggest therapy because you might find out some things that you're like, I see you every day, all day and night. And then we get here and it's like, oh, you dropped this bomb. I'm like, oh, okay, I did not know that. So I definitely would suggest therapy for couples, especially if you know, I don't want to be a serial married person, but I'm three down. Like, what do you call it? Like a serial, I'm not a serial killer, but a serial marrier person. Like person.
Right.
This is the third marriage. So now Augustus will be the fourth one, you know, and that's it. The last one.
We have had a lot of moments
yes.
when you look at him and be like, what? You never said that to me.
Right. Exactly. And that's
it's so interesting because I always call this a safe space.
Yes, it is.
Where stuff comes out mm-hmm. that may not happen at home because we may be concerned about the reaction.
Right.
We may not want to start any trouble.
Right.
So here it's a safer place. And Mr. Gus is coming out with some good stuff.
So make sure you check out this podcast all the time. But I want to know, how do you pick? Because definitely tell us where we can come to you. Okay, but not my slot. My slot, keep my slot open because I need you. But how do people pick a good therapist for them? Like if they're in a different state, a different city, like how do you go about even, you go to Yelp or how do you pick a therapist that's good for you?
I think what a lot of people do is word of mouth. I mm-hmm. think when you start asking people, have you ever been to a therapist? People will start opening up more about it. And I think that leads to the, destigmatization of therapy where people don't have to be so afraid or concerned about it. So if they hear that their friends or their neighbors, right, or their girlfriends went before, mm-hmm. right, it may be opening the door for them to do it. And I think that's one area that may help. Another area is going online and typing in, psychologist or therapist in your zip code and seeing who's around. Psychology Today also has a lot of profiles of psychologists where people go online and look for therapists too. So that may be helpful.
I don't know how the doctors found you for me because I'm thinking I'm going to go to therapy. It's going to be a middle-aged black woman. I'm thinking that they're going to kind of match, And I was like, Dr. Joe, what the heck is a Dr. Joe? How is he going to help me? We don't have the same life experience. So I don't know. And it's been amazing. So I would tell people to be open, because I'm like, Dr. Joe gets it. He gets me. And it was really great because when Gus came in, he was willing to talk,
Yes.
He was ready to talk to a guy, I mean, he's talking to the middle-aged black woman all the time, but not saying everything. But you, he's like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, very good. So I would think that's a really good key to a relationship. All right. So you know where I am in my life. And today is actually Sunday. This is the first time that I'm going to pick up Ozell after the court has ordered that she can go visit after the police have come to my house and after the child protective services, all this stuff. And then it's like, you still have to give your child away and then they'll bring her back. But how do you deal with we just move on, I guess that's what you call forgiveness.
Yeah. So you have to process those negative emotions, right? And that's what we do in here. Mm-hmm. We often talk about the negative stuff. If we just try and let it go and not address it, it really starts eating you up inside. And if you think about it cumulatively, year after year after year, you're holding on to all this garbage, right? Like a huge sack of weights that you're carrying across your back, walking every single day, right? It really does take you down. But when you start to let this go, right, through verbalizing and working through it, right, just mm-hmm. even talking about it, sometimes you might leave here happier, right, and uplifted because you're releasing it and working on it. But forgiveness is a very interesting topic, right, mm-hmm. and it can be very hard. What I tell people, my definition of forgiveness mm-hmm. is letting go of any of the negative feelings or associations related to something, right? So let's talk about divorce, for instance, right? You're in the thick of it, right? It's hard to let go of the negativity, right? Mm-hmm. Especially if you have cops coming to your door and being accused of this and that, right?
Yeah. So child abuse is what it was, child abuse and neglect. For a child that you see all the time in school, in church, and now she can't go to church because he gets her every weekend, but go ahead.
Right. And as a professional, mm-hmm. right, I've met your daughter several times, and I can see how happy and wonderful and thriving and what a wonderful relationship you have with her.
Thank you.
For the record.
Yes.
But when you're in that, it's really hard to let that go. So first, we need to work on it and we need to process it. As you move away from that situation, right, whether it's a month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months down the road, right, that's when we can start talking about, can we forgive? Can we let go of the negativity associated with that?
Well, here's one thing that keeps coming up. Like one day, my child's going to know that her father tried to take her mother to jail. You know, like, they took her to a police station. She had to get checked. She's going to know that. I don't know how to broach that subject, or someone else is going to bring it up, or just know that that's what happened. And, you know. And,
yes, it's part of the facts. Court. Yes, it's part of the facts, right? Yes, this is real life, and real this life, is what happened. And her mother is going to be her role model. Right, because her mother was working through it all. And her mother, right, can relay to her when she's older, mm-hmm. in age-appropriate language, what the facts are, right, and that you moved past it, right, with forgiveness and with honor and with respect, because perhaps her father was not in a good place and was not behaving in an appropriate manner, right, for whatever reason that may be. Right.
I feel depression, but I don't know. I wish that he would go to therapy. We wouldn't be at this point, you know, maybe possibly, if he had a Dr. Joe in his life.
But. Exactly. Yes. Or he might not be calling the cops because he might not be so depressed or so resentful or so fearful, right? Whatever it may
be. Whatever it is.
Right. Mm. But your daughter is going to see how her mother worked through that situation. Right, even if it's years down the road, and she'll be able to know if you're still angry or furious or hateful or resentful, right? But I know you're not going to be that way.
No.
And you're going to be an example of strength and positivity, right? And she's going to take that with her.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Joe. Where can we find you? Where can we find you? If you want, like, the best therapist, where can we find you? I mean, do you even have slots available? Because, I mean, you are like a therapist to the stars. You're really good on television all the time. People call you, you know, New York, here, everywhere. So where can we find you? And you have the best socks. His sock game is crazy.
Thank you.
Just
thank
come to therapy so to see his socks.
I think the doctors found me through my website, which is drjoetaravella.com. And they read all about me and they thought I'd be a good fit for this beautiful, amazing, black, powerful woman.
That was right. And they were right. Who knew? They were right.
Who knew, right?
And I really just thought, like, okay, I'll just do this. I'll do my sessions because they gave it to me and I don't really need therapy. I thank you so much. And you're not getting rid of me. I just want you to know that I'm not going anywhere.
You know, it's been it's been a rewarding and a blessing, right, to work together. And honestly, we learn from each other and we grow together.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you want to meet and have the best therapist ever, please check him out. You can find him at drjoetaravella.com. That's drjoetaravella.com. Okay? Plus, you can always check me on, he's on Instagram. And
I sure am.
Yeah, you're on Instagram, Dr. Joe Taravella. That's right. That's right. Find him. You know, get to meet him. He's right here in Beverly Hills, and he's the best, and he loves socks. Okay. Thank you so much. This is Glowing Up with Glozell. I appreciate you so much, and I'll be in here, like, as soon as possible. Oh my goodness, I had a great time. I know you did too. Glowing Up is executive produced by my friend, Josh Skinner, John Fender, Jason Barrett, and me, Glozell Green. I'm a producer. It's edited and produced by Jonas Litton. Thanks again for listening to my little podcast. If you'd like to hear my latest episode of Glowing Up, you can visit our website at glowingup.show, or you can subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. And I want you to leave your ratings and reviews so I know what you're really thinking. I want to hear from you. Yes, you. You right there. Leave a review. All right. Over and out.